Hi, welcome to the Interactive Parsha Experience Podcast. This is Parshat Emor. My name is Susan Yammer, and I'm a faculty member in the Pardes Day School Educators Program here in Jerusalem. For this Parsha Interactive, I chose to focus on the Chagim for a number of reasons. First and foremost, in Parshat Emor, we can find the most detailed list of the Chagim in the Torah. Just as importantly, I believe that for young children, Chagim are one of the most accessible and engaging ways to begin to build our children's Jewish identity. They are filled with activities and values that they can access easily. They are reinforced each year, and they can be anchored both in school, in the synagogue, and most importantly, at home. The intention behind the activity for this week was to help us be more mindful of the richness that the Chagim add to our lives. And instead of just telling our children how precious these days are, I prefer letting them tell us, which is why I ask them to imagine a world without Chagim and talk about what they would miss. In general, I believe that starting with the children's understanding and experience is always a better way to begin. It can give us as adults a glimpse into what our children are thinking and experiencing. Just as importantly, asking the children to tell us first encourages the child to reflect inwardly on his or her own experience and understanding, and then to find the words to express that outwardly. It's an important skill. It also makes a clear statement to our children that we are very interested in their experience. Of course, we can build on what the child shares with us, but if we build on what the child already has, what we offer is built on a foundation that the child has established. Our goal, especially with Chagim, is to help our children find his or her place in our Jewish tradition. The puzzle activity is an extension of the same idea. While putting together the puzzle, we want the children to notice the cyclical nature of the Chagim and how there's always the next Chag to look forward to. You might want to turn the puzzle into a small poster that you hang on the fridge. You can refer to it and remind your children what Chag is coming up next, or better, they can tell you what Chag is coming up next. Here's a further suggestion to challenge and to use with those gathered around your table. As you're putting together the puzzle, consider exactly how and why the pieces of the Chagim fit together the way they do. For example, what connects Yom Kippur to Sukkot, or Purim to Pesach? Why does Rosh Hashanah come before Yom Kippur? Appreciate that the Chagim cycle is a gift to you as a parent, teacher, or educator. It is one of the most powerful opportunities we have to teach how we as Jewish people celebrate and remember. Establish your own traditions and encourage your children to help in the preparation and planning so that their voice is heard and counted.
For more great content, go to elmad.pardes.org. See you next time.